Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen all around the world, welcome to My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunez and Kevin Vaughn. And we're so glad to be with you here today. Matter of fact, we're going to bring in Dr. Nunez right now. Hey, Doc, what's going on, man? How you doing, sir?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Man, I just love that song, man. And
man. Every time I hear it, it makes me feel like you're putting someone back together. And
oh, man.
More every time I hear it, you know, I'm thinking of Jimmy all the time.
Yeah.
Raising him. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Isn't that wonderful, man? Yeah, it's dedicated, ladies and gentlemen, to our good friend, Mr. Jimmy Lee. Ladies and gentlemen, he's gone on to be with the Lord. And but we also dedicate this to all our good doctors and chiropractors and pharmacists and wonderful people that put people back together again. Isn't that wonderful? So we thank you so much. Matter of fact, we got to give you guys a round of applause, guys. All the clinicians that do a great job out there. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we love you guys out there. Keep doing what you do. I love it. I love it. Woo! You guys are awesome. And I tell you, Dr. Nunez, I love our nurses, man. Our nurses do a great job out there to help keep people together, man, and all you guys that support the professionals out there. So thank you so much for being on My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunez and Kevin Vaughn. I love it. Well, Doc, how was your day, man? Before we get started, how was your day today, sir?
You know, it was really, it was kind of like a storm running through the office, you know, like because of all the wind and all the weather change.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the people dissipated, like, you know, they didn't come in as much, but the
right.
ones that did come in, you know, they wanted to be there. They got through whatever it took to get there. And
yeah.
it was just the one. one experience after the next, and it was great. I share the office also with a Dr. Eric, and he does a lot of work helping me out. He's our clinic director, and then I kind of work out behind him. But I get all the new patients. It's all good. But it's fun working as a team with someone else in the office where I'm not just by myself. You know, we're helping each other out all day long.
Absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what it's all about, guys. It's all about working with the right people now, with the right people as a team. And that's what My Healthier Health is all about with Dr. Michael Nunez. He's a licensed chiropractor, ladies and gentlemen, in the state of Georgia, for those who don't know that, who may be listening to us for the first time as well. Well, that's great, Doc. Yeah, that's what it's all about, teamwork, man. You know, they got great teams that don't, you know, they don't work together unless they got the right people together and they're working towards the same goal, and that's to win. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you guys to win in your health, and we want you to also win in your families as well. So thank you guys for all those listening across the globe as well. Thank you so much for listening. My Health, Your Health. Yeah. Well, Doc, you know, before we get started, we love our sponsors, man. We got an awesome sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to give you a little promo on that, but we want to give you some information. We've got a couple announcements we want to get started on before we interview Dr. Michael Nunez tonight, ladies and gentlemen, on chiropractic. So get ready for that. So, Doc, we're going to go to commercial break real quick and give some shout-out to our wonderful sponsor, ladies and gentlemen. I want everybody on the planet to go to BioMDPlus.com. That's BioMD, Mary David, plus, PLUS.com. And you can put in that coupon code, and you'll hear it again in a little bit. That coupon code helps support the network, MLT30. That's BioMDPlus.com, ladies and gentlemen, for CBD products. They're the best on the planet, and we're excited about that. But, Doc, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be right back with you guys on My Health, Your Health.
BioMD Plus offers a unique line of CBD products that combines the best science with the finest organic and natural ingredients, engineered to deliver powerful relief and relaxation. Live the life you deserve with BioMD Plus. To help support My Health, Your Health, use the coupon code MLT30 for 30% off at BioMDPlus.com. Once again, to help support My Health, Your Health, use the coupon code MLT30 for 30% off at BioMDPlus.com.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that's one of the best announcements on the planet, and we're just excited about that. So we want you guys to definitely go to that website. We're going to give you some more information here in a second, though, as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a doctor, but Dr. Nunez is a doctor. So I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that information, products, and topics aired, shared and on this broadcast and talked about on this wonderful show is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, ladies and gentlemen. Please check with your doctor or licensed physician, okay, on all this great stuff that we're sharing with you today. Do your homework, do your research, ladies and gentlemen, and we got Dr. Nunez here that can help you in that process as well. Hey, that's BioMDPlus.com. That's BioMDPlus.com. Coupon code MLT30. Hey, also, too, got a quick public announcement, ladies and gentlemen, from the NEO Management Group for those who are interested in the Metro Atlanta area. Audience, people who have interest in holistic herbal disease management or healing. The purpose is to communicate the upcoming Medical Cannabis Symposium. They're going to have music there, and I don't know if they're going to have any food, but they got some music for sure there. But let me read this real quick to you guys. Hey, what you do not know about medical cannabis. The Georgia Medical Cannabis Awareness sponsors would like to increase and embrace your knowledge about the facts and fiction of medical cannabis. You got to get the facts, ladies and gentlemen, the uses of medical cannabis the proper way and how the new medical cannabis legislation will impact patients and you, ladies and gentlemen. Join us on November 7th, 2019 at the Smyrna Community Center for free symposium, but you do have to register. Register at GAM, that's GAMCAS.eventbrite.com. Once again, that's GAMCAS.eventbrite.com. space is limited, ladies and gentlemen. I was talking to the doc today about that, another doctor today about it, that's sponsoring this and the limited space, so you want to get that in. Or follow up with us. You can give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, back to Dr. Nunez on My Health, Your Health. Let's get started, Doc. We're busy. Time is money, ain't it? I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, tonight we are going to interview the great Dr. Michael Nunez tonight on what he does best in the chiropractic world. And we're just going to run down some questions with him tonight and kind of ad-lib a little bit, too, on him. We're just going to have some fun, but we're not going to be with you long. Our goal is to get in 15 minutes or 30 minutes max, at the max. It goes, we got things to do, places to be, help people to help, and we want to keep it moving. And, of course, Dr. Nunez has a wonderful family, so he's got to get home to his family, and we don't want to detain that at all. So let's get this thing started, ladies and gentlemen. For those joining us around the globe, welcome. Welcome again to My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunez. Hey, Doc, let's talk about your business a little bit, sir. One thing I wanted to ask you about, Doc, is the techniques. I don't know if there's millions of techniques, one technique, or how y'all have been trained out there, but what is the techniques that you guys practice when your chiropractic services are needed? And what's going on with that area a little bit? Can you help us out a little bit?
Kind of like, I have to go back to, like, when I was in, in chiropractic school, and this was out on the West Coast, at Life Chiropractic College West in California. Mm-hmm. Now, I mean, when you first come in, you're introduced to, like, a whole new profession, right? Like, touching bodies and moving bones around, and all you can really do is kind of, like learn from the guys that have been there a lot. So one of the first things we learned to do was learn to motion palpate, like motion. How does the vertebra move? How do you touch it? How do you push it through its range of motion? Now, that is not really used that much anymore. I don't ever see it really used a lot. It'd be nice if it was, but that's how you find the restriction or the fixation of the vertebra. Because the chairs, the way they sell chairs in the office, they don't provide the motion palpation, like vehicle to do the job. So everything is done like on a bench or a stationary chair, which is kind of limited. But anyway, we adapt, right? So the adaptation is basically to use what's most simple. And the simplest thing, and even in the title of the technique, is simple, right? So the word they use, they call it, this is the most easiest one, it's called diversified. Okay, now why is it called diversified? Because you can do it from any angle. You can come from any background, you know what I mean? So it's called diversified, which is real simple. You know, your side posture, your cervical adjustment, you lay on the table face down and someone kind of comes from behind and gives a little push and they find out what vertebras move. That's the very most simplistic way of doing it.
Yes, sir.
That I know from the school I got taught.
Yeah, exactly.
Now everybody's
got their own technique, don't they, Doc?
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of doctors before us, the 30s, maybe the 40s, 50s, they came into our schools and then they taught us stuff. Like, like one, for example, might be sacro-occipital technique, right? We call it, let's see, what is it called? It's SOT, right? So sacro-occipital technique is basically like working the cranium, working the sacrum. These are the two ends of the spine. And this guy was an engineer before he became a chiropractor, and Desjardins, he's like some French guy, right? So he came up with a system, and it works really well for people that want to take a little bit more time and don't want to just push on you, right?
Range
of motion and find spots. And there's all kinds of different methods, like categories to learn. Then there's another one we use, which we call Gonstead. Now, that's named after a person. You know, so Gonstead was a guy that had a special way of adjusting people, but his hands were crippled. And people used to fly in to come see him at an airport, right? So people thought that he had his best technique, but what he had was his hands were limited, and so he had to adjust a certain way. And it turned into a whole following all the way till probably like the early 90s.
Wow.
Then in the 90s, things changed up a little bit. There was some network chiropractic with Donald Epstein. There was best technique from Ted Mortar. The SOT kicked back in. So there was going this more soft tissue, deep tissue stuff. Now, since I've been gone for a while, there's now newer ones like Arc Technique, which like range of motion, deep tissue, stuff like that. So it can vary a lot. Now, the other part is another one that's real kind of unique is called Activator, or like a little clicker that you hear like a little thumper. It just helps to move vertebras where the body might resist it. It helps with older people, children. There's pneumatic guns that are even kind of cool too, like an Arthrostem. And then there's ones that are electronic. They're like expensive stuff. So it depends on what your feel is. If you're good with your hands, you're going to use your hands. If you need assistance, you're going to use tools.
Yeah.
If you need a lot of assistance, you're going to use like computers and decompression tables and lasers and E-stem, ultrasound and infrared. I mean, it can go on and on and on.
Yeah.
You almost got to keep it so simple that you don't lose the forest and trees kind of thing.
Absolutely. And of course, it takes money to have all that good stuff. You know, all the technology, obviously, too. So it's got to be in that budget for people to do that type of thing.
Well, sometimes people are pretty fortunate. They may have a family member, they may have support, they may have good credit, they can purchase these machines. And I've seen them do it in California where they pay these things off. They're paying $2,000 a month for the machine, which is, $100,000 machine over a 5-year period.
Right. Yeah.
They banked out like all kinds of money in the first year or two. I've seen them making $50,000 a month. So this stuff is decompression tables, these really nice DRXs and all this kind of stuff. And I did that in California for a couple of years, and we really helped a lot of people that didn't want to get surgery, but could not do the conventional chiropractic either.
Right.
So there was some stuff out of Florida, which they use this scientific method from astronauts going into space, and the pulling and releasing of the vertebra through these different machines that have a pulling sequence.
Right.
And Chattanooga stuff, awesome stuff. I mean, like, you're saving lives. Now, not everyone became a good candidate. I'd say about maybe 83 to 84%.
Yeah.
And where they got in problems and got into lawsuits is when they started promising 100% results or 95% results because the literature didn't fit it. So they got in trouble for that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of lawsuits and stuff. But they backed down on their testimonial stuff. You got to be real careful when you say in any community, like especially Georgia or California, when it comes to marketing, because they will look for you and they will shut you down if you don't do
That's exactly right. Yeah, you may make some money, but it won't be for long lasting, will it, Doc? That's for sure.
No,
that is amazing.
No. But if you do good faith, like I had a friend in California, if he didn't like the service, it wasn't working, he gave you the money back cash, no problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
He
has
set aside ready because you can't spend that money unless it goes into a trust account. Until they finish their service and they're satisfied, you can't touch the money.
Yeah, gotcha. That's great. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those who are joining us on My Health, Your Health, it's Dr. Michael Nunez, a licensed chiropractor. We're interviewing him about chiropractic techniques and the service thereof. Hey, Doc, I'm going to use me real quick, too, as a patient, virtual patient. But also, too, now, if today, do you still do x-rays before, before you get started on a particular person?
Here's the thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can take them, but you can't overutilize them.
Okay,
like if everyone that comes in your door and you're taking X-ray, that's overutilization.
Yeah.
Now you're in trouble. You're in trouble for taking too many.
Gotcha.
Now, like in our system, what we use is we say we'll give it a month. If things clear up, then we know we're on the right. You're the right candidate. If it doesn't clear up, we're going to send you off for additional films.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
If after 6 weeks and it doesn't clear up and you really got an issue, now we got to get an MRI. Now, in our profession, we're supposed to be a primary care provider and we're supposed to know when to refer out. That's why you learn all the diseases, all the pathologies, and when you see something that's not right, you're not supposed to be treating it. You're supposed to be sending it to the next professional.
Gotcha.
Right?
That's awesome. Yeah, exactly.
So
makes sense.
When you're in school, if you're not listening, then you're not learning. Right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
And we're supposed to be working as teams, like you talked about earlier. Like, I need to work with the orthopedist. I need to work with, any other professional. Like, if I see something with their system's all out of whack or their heart's going down, they need to go out.
Right.
I send a few out to, to the emergency room right away. I go, you know what? Your stuff is not working right. Your blood pressure's not right. You need to go out. And they got surgery that day. I saved them from dying.
Wow, that's great, Doc.
That's real.
Yeah, that's a true professional, ladies and gentlemen. See, that's what professionals do, man. Professionals do it. I love it, Doc. That's fantastic. So, Doc, do you keep track also, too, now, as a patient, do you keep track of recommendations, say, for example, we come to your office, do you keep track of what goes on with me so we can have a good record?
Yeah. Well, what's happening now is the electronic record keeping is becoming more of a universal thing.
Yeah.
So everything that we touch on paper and we electronically type it in, that's all recorded.
Fantastic.
And then, so we can't undo that. You know what I mean? That's recorded for the life of the patient. So in there, we'll make recommendations, and then we document it because you have to have certain things. They call it OPQ or FT. There's certain rules you got to follow. So you got to have a plan. You got to have a system.
Right.
You got to have an outcome. You can't just start treating people and say, well, I'll see you for the rest of your life.
Right, exactly.
You can see them for the rest of their life, but you still got to have a plan, and it's got to be written. You can't say, oh, you know, go back next week, and I'll see you for the rest of your life. You can want to say that and say, you know, you may have an issue later when you go to sleep. You may have an issue when you wake up. You may have an issue when you get pregnant. You may have an issue when you get in a car accident. You may have an issue when you pick something up wrong. I'll be your provider. You can come to me, and if I can't take care of you, I will definitely get you off to the right person that can. And it has to do within a short period of time. You can't play with people's lives or money.
Right. That's exactly right, sir. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunez, licensed chiropractor. We're doing an interview with him on chiropractic services and the techniques thereof. Hey, Doc, you know, one thing people always, not always, but most of the time they're concerned about is the payment. And is this kind of practice or, say, services from chiropractic on our insurance or how do we people pay? Credit card or how do people pay today? What's the payment plans available today?
There's a whole new realm happening right now because we have a new millennium and we have a whole new marketplace.
Yep.
The model that I'm working in, obviously you might have figured it out by now, is called The Joint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
this model, this particular time that I'm in right now at my age, at 58, is they come in and we give them an adjustment, we give them an exam and a consultation, and we put it all in one price, like $39.
Wow. That's
the walk-in price. So we make it affordable, and we also make it so it's reproducible or it can turn into a routine.
Okay? Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So what we do is we create like a 1 month, 2 month minimum plan. And at the end of those 2 months, they decide to continue or they decide to stop. You got to make it easy to get out as well as get in. Like if you want to cancel, you can take your automatic debit card and cancel it and no questions asked. And you can go to 450 different locations throughout the United States with no questions asked. It's all linked together with the same notes that I put in.
That's fantastic.
And there's packages you can buy. You can buy a package of 6. You can buy a package of 10.
Yeah.
You can buy a package of 20.
Absolutely.
And they don't lose them. You don't lose those visits. They're for you for life.
Oh, that's
wonderful. We don't want you to take a lifetime to use them. We want you to use them, you know, for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's a good point because your clients could be in Georgia one month and then move to Alaska.
They can fly to Utah. They can fly to Texas.
Yeah.
And they can still jump.
Yeah.
Go right in. My notes are there. Whatever I wrote down is in those notes. They poop it up.
Yeah.
Pop it up, and my notes are right there. And Dr. Mike saw them last, and blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
My diagnosis is this, and then they see it. They do whatever
they
want to do.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, Doc. If you're going to do it, you got to link the network around the country.
True.
Yeah, yeah,
this
powerful.
Thing is, right now, they're opening up 40 new clinics in Florida.
Yeah,
as we speak.
Yeah,
and 20 of them they
already
sold, and the other 20 they're building, and we're looking for investors and all that kind of stuff. We're talking $500,000. It's not cheap.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, to do it right.
People are reaching out and making money because you're making profit. Now, our office today, we're averaging about, on average, $57,000 a month.
Right. Wow. Awesome, man.
Okay, how much
awesome.
Is that a year?
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And the investors, they put the money in, they're getting paid back their percentage.
Exactly. I love it, man. That's great. And it's a business model, so they got tax deductions and all that kind of stuff going on.
It's out of Arizona.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful model. The people
I can imagine.
Massage place, that Massage Envy, they picked it up and revamped it so it worked perfectly.
Yeah, absolutely. That's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunez and Kevin Vaughn. We're just interviewing the doc tonight on chiropractic services, and we're just having a great time. We're going to keep it moving, guys, as well. Hey, doc, do I have to wait long when I see you guys? Do we have to wait like 5 minutes, 20 minutes, or a half hour before we see you? Well, how's that go on the waiting, policy?
You'd be surprised. You'd be real surprised because by the time you walk in the door and you get your little key tag and hit the key tag, and if the doctor's not with a new patient, you're in and on the table in less than a minute.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
And then the new patient, the new patient would take around 25 to 30, 35 minutes, depending on, you know, the severity or the history.
Yeah.
And now our office in Brookhaven has two doctors, so we can double up. Dr. Eric has been doing this for 7 years, and he's already at like 80 patients a day.
Yeah.
So he
needed
to reach out and find another doctor, and I happen to fill that spot.
Yeah.
So I do about 20 to 30 a day with him, and then some days I'm by myself. I do 50 or 60.
Wow.
But it works so that when I need to be with the new patient, he takes care of all the ones he already knows, and then we keep going. So we already starting to increase our daily or our weekly visits. We're around close to like 200.
That's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely, man. I tell you, that sounds like a plan, ladies and gentlemen, on my health, your health. Hey, Doc, one more question. We'll keep it moving here.
Sure.
Also, too, do you share with your clients what you're actually doing, you know, to break it down, not give them all the terms, but break it down on what you're doing?
I try to talk them through what I'm doing because, like anything, you know, it's Halloween right now, right?
Yeah.
You wouldn't want me to come from behind you and take your neck and just crack it.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
So
that's
everything
right.
has to be done professionally. You got to really communicate. You got to really have a person-to-person kind of conversation, a one-on-one, knee-to-knee type thing. And then it's just down to bare bones. You know, you need the help, need the care. Let's get you in. Let's get you on a plan. Let's get you adjusted, see how you respond. If this thing responds good over the next couple of days, come back and see me because I want to see you twice a week. Don't just pick up on me. Then you say chiropractic doesn't work. That doesn't work, right? You never gave me a fair share.
Yeah.
Or a fair shake, okay?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we do a lot of following up, and we're really, really, you know, personable about everything.
Fantastic. You know, Doc, I was just thinking, I'm going to ask a question about mobile apps. They got an app for all that, too, pretty much, for the clients?
They
keep in touch that way?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think they would have an app for you guys, you know, for everybody.
You come in and check yourself in. It's all digital stuff. It's
yeah, that's
cool.
Something. That's amazing. That's great.
And then
great.
I also send out, like, I'm sorry.
When I
get an opportunity, I'll wait for them, and then I'll send out, like, exercises or stretches and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And do that follow-up stuff as well.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Doc, also, too, I wanted to find out, what's the age limit for babies and the age limit for adults? I mean, is it like a maximum? You know,
There is none.
You know,
no.
There is none. That's great. So you just have to assess everybody properly. Wow. That's great.
Yeah, babies, too. I mean, Dr. Eric was talking about that today. Well, you don't have to use any activator. You just use your fingers.
You
just hold, nurture the child, and things move.
Right.
So,
if
you have the talent for it, you know,
you
can trust the chiropractor. But if you don't have it, he's not going to say, I'll do it or not do it. He knows his limitation. He won't touch him. He won't do anything.
Right.
But
exactly.
There really is no limit. You know what I mean? And it's also the doctor's personal, experience.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And, Doc, you know, also, too, how do people know that the right doctor is licensed? I mean, is this something they got to know about or they got to look up? Do people do their research to see if there's the doctor is licensed in the state?
It's kind of hard to get hired if you're not licensed. You know what I mean? You can't get hired if you're not licensed because they make us go through a whole background check.
Fantastic.
And you can't really, you look it up on the state board, Secretary of State, and it's active or inactive. If you're active, you're good. If you're inactive, they ain't letting you do nothing.
Exactly. That's great.
You know,
so that's regulated.
You got
regulated.
Your malpractice insurance. I got $1 million, $3 million, which is, you know, common.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
And then
so
I
it is regulated.
I still have my other one. Huh?
Yeah. So it is regulated, obviously, real good. That's real tight. Yeah, that's good to hear.
It's all watched over. It's all, you know, protected. You know, our job as chiropractors is to make sure we don't hurt nobody.
That's correct.
Serve the community. We
cannot. That's right.
Another thing too is if you do adjust someone without their permission, that's called an assault.
Wow. Wow.
You can take your life away.
Wow.
You
gotta
tell them you're gonna adjust them. You cannot just grab them and adjust them. You have to let them know, hey, I'm gonna stretch you. I'm not gonna adjust you until you tell me it's okay. Is it okay for me to adjust you or permission from the parents? You can't just take their kid and adjust them either. That's not right. You gotta have authority in there.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Use the proper words. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that's Dr. Michael Nunes, licensed chiropractor, and one of our co-hosts on My Health, Your Health, a good friend of mine. And we're just excited about you being with us. Doc, that's awesome, man. I love it. I love it. That's great. Hey, Doc, any final thoughts before we move on and keep it moving?
Well, there was one more question you were going to ask, and it's kind of important, too. Does the office have free consultation? And we
do not.
And I'll tell you why.
Oh.
I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
You always have to give value to the doctor. The doctor did not go to school for free.
Exactly.
Okay, right now, my loans are $330,000. It's not cheap.
Right.
It cost me $100 when I went in, and I got interest I owe. You got to respect the doctor. Now, those licenses now are $250,000.
Woo!
So by the time you pay them off, they're going to be $1 million. So you're not going to have a whole lot of chiropractors in the future unless, I'm telling you, they're going to slow down unless they have people to serve.
Right. Exactly. That's
Think
powerful.
About that.
Thank you. Yeah,
you can't just have a school open and then not
right.
be able to serve people or make them enough money to pay the loan back.
That's right. Exactly right. Good point.
You can't have a fake school promising stuff that doesn't work.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
There's two sides to that story, and that's what they call accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
School's accreditation. That's why they get checked sometimes.
And that's why you have a board of chiropractors. Obviously, you got a board that oversees all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, you got a chiropractic board. Heck yeah. And you know
that makes
MAA
sense.
MAA has nothing to do with it. The American Medical Association is not involved. That goes back to the 1930s because we're separate. That's why we're primary providers. We are not associated with that board. That's all pharmaceutical stuff. We don't touch it.
Yes, fantastic,
we're
Doc. Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
Good news. Well, Doc, for those in the Metro Atlanta area that want to get in touch with you, how would they do that? Can they come see you?
You just go to, the Joint in Brookhaven. That's it.
That's it.
Look it up.
Joint in Brookhaven, ladies and gentlemen,
it's
in the
right
state
next
of Georgia.
Costco and Marshalls.
Oh, I love it, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all hear that? Y'all need to check it out there, guys, and meet Dr. Michael Nunes, one of the best in the business, ladies and gentlemen. So we thank you so much, Doc. Well, great, Doc. Well, we got to get rolling. I think I hear the music, Doc, coming up real fast here. And I do hear the music. Well, Doc, you know, as always, we're on My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunes. Doc, thank you so much for your time tonight. Can't wait for the next show. We got other doctors, ladies and gentlemen, coming up soon, other events coming up. So be, you know, it's already the end of October. We're going to be going in November, Doc. Woo, I love it. Yep, I love it.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was the voice of Dr. Michael Nunes. Doc, we'll talk to you soon. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you in a little while.
Right.
Hey, guys, I'm so glad you guys listened to us tonight on My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunes and Kevin Vaughn. We're here to help you. Hey, remember, information, products, and topics aired, broadcasted, and talked about on this show are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please check with your doctor or your licensed physician, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you so much for your time. Hey, remember, guys, to go to BioMDPlus.com. BioMDPlus.com. Put in the coupon code MLT30. MLT30 will give you some great products there for you and your family, guys. Take care. Hey, we got to get out of here, guys. We're over time right now. Let's keep it rolling. Hey, we'll see you later. This has been My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunes. Take care, Doc. We'll see you. Thank you so much for your time. Bye-bye.
I'm so glad you came along. You stopped me from singing that sad song. You're the one who raised the pain. My life would never be the same. You're the very one, the only one that I've been waiting for. Back together, 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 together.
podcast and airing of My Health, Your Health with Dr. Michael Nunez and Kevin Vaughn. Hey, guys, we'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord. And remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. We'll see you next time on My Health, Your Health. God bless now. Bye-bye.